If the United States were not a superpower, it would be the joke of the planet, a nation whose government tells the most outrageous and ridiculous lies, and may actually believe them, and whose corporate media report those lies as gospel truth. The latest whopper comes from the mouth of James Mad Dog Mattis, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, who claims the Russians are providing weapons to the Taliban in Afghanistan. The charge is insane. If there is one major power in the world that has consistently fought against Islamic jihadists in Afghanistan and everywhere else, it is Russia. And the major power most responsible for the rise of the Taliban and other jihadist outfits is the United States, which teamed with Saudi Arabia and Pakistan to create the International Jihadist Network in order to force the Soviets out of Afghanistan almost 40 years ago. Despite that history, beginning in 2009, the Russians allowed the U.S. to use Russian airspace to supply American troops in Afghanistan. It was a vital lifeline for the U.S. mission in Afghanistan, which could not be adequately supplied through Pakistan. The Russians were hoping that the new American president, Barack Obama, would make an honest effort to improve relations with Moscow, which of course never happened. But mainly, Russia was acting in its own interest. Afghan heroin devastated Russian society, and Islamic jihadists have killed thousands of people on Russian soil. Jihadists from Chechnya have done the most damage, but Russia has a vital interest in combating Islamic terror in the Muslim former Soviet republics, especially Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Kyrgyzstan, which all border on Afghanistan. For Russia, the war in Afghanistan is a domestic issue with a direct impact on the drug trade and terrorist attacks on Russian cities. The suicide bomber that blew up a subway train in St. Petersburg, Russia, killing 14 people earlier this month, was from Kyrgyzstan. Nobody has to tell the Russians about the threat of Islamic terror. The Russians finally shut off U.S. military access to their airspace near Afghanistan in 2015, after the Obama administration fomented the coup in Ukraine and decided to make Russia its main adversary in the world. But it is the Russians, along with the Syrians and the Iranians, that continue to be the main obstacle to the spread of jihadist terror in the world today, while the Americans, the Saudis, and Pakistan remain the bulwarks of Islamic terror, providing billions in arms and training for Islamic fighters all over the region. The United States and its NATO allies provided the air force for jihadists in Libya, and then did the same thing in Syria for Al-Qaeda, which became so powerful that it split, with one branch becoming ISIS. ISIS now vies for influence and territory in Afghanistan. The ISIS fighters that the U.S. targeted with the biggest conventional bomb in its inventory, a MOAB, in Afghanistan this month, came from Pakistan, Washington's longtime ally, which also continues to be the home base for the Afghan Taliban. So, when the United States makes the outrageous charge that Russia is aiding the Taliban, it's like the mafia complaining about organized crime. For Black Agenda Radio, I'm Glenn Ford. On the web, go to blackagendareport.com.